98.67. It's now time for our weekly visit with Todd Jones, part of Yay Alabama, the annual guide to Crimson Tide football. Todd, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. I'm very excited. We have football to watch tonight and Alabama to watch in 2 days.
You know, it's five straight days of college football, and certainly a nice start tonight. South Carolina, North Carolina State. You got that Boise State contest with Oregon, and wraps up on Monday night with Florida State versus Miami. But in between, Alabama, Virginia Tech.
Definitely. Arguably the biggest game of the weekend. You know, you got two top 10 teams coming out. And if you're just really looking for a way to kick off football season right, there's no better way than having two top 10 teams kicking off something like that on a big national stage.
You know, I'm sure that this will be used to some way to Alabama's advantage as far as what the coaching staff and will get through the minds of the Alabama players. With all the distractions off the field in the past week or so with Julio Jones and Mark Ingram and with the shooting as well, I think it's to the point now where Alabama will be ready to play on Saturday night. And I know that speculation throughout the summer is going to be a close game, close game, close game. I really truly believe that Bama is going to come up and it'd be similar to what happened last year with Clemson. I think Bama is going to come in there and come away with at least a 10-point victory, and it's going to be one of those games where you don't really feel like Virginia Tech has a chance to win.
Well, you know, you have a point there, and certainly a big question mark is the Alabama offensive line. Will our offense be as functional as it was last year? And, you know, we kind of came out and played real, you know, smash mouth football, and we're just brutally efficient. You know, there's nothing they could do to get us off the field, and eventually, you know, if you can keep doing that the whole game, eventually those points are just going to pile up, and it's not pretty, but hey, it works. And you know, now this year with a rebuilt offensive line and a bigger emphasis on getting the skill players more involved in the game plan, guys like the receivers and Marquise Mays and even the tight ends like Colin Peake. So you don't really know what the Alabama offense looks like. But, yeah, all the ingredients are there for this to be just another a real blowout, especially considering how Virginia Tech has always, you know, they've always really relied on their defense and on their special teams to carry, and instead of, even though they've had great athletes on offense, it just seems like they never really want to cut them loose. So, yeah, all the ingredients are there for another thumping, just like last year.
Well, one thing about Virginia Tech, you know, they were looking forward to Darren Evans being there at running back. He was certainly a major factor for Virginia Tech offensively last season, MVP in the Orange Bowl. And, in fact, this would have been the most starters Virginia Tech had coming back on offense, you know, dating back all the way to 2001. But with his injury out, you know, it's you could see why, looking back for the last 3 years, last season averaging just over 300 yards in offense per game. In 07, 331, and then in 06, less than 300 yards per game. So certainly, you know, when you look at a team ranked 7th in the country, you would expect more output there on offense for Virginia Tech.
Well, definitely. And bringing up someone like Darren Evans, you kind of see what Frank Beamer really wants to do on offense. You know, he wants to be pretty much what we were last year. You just pound the ball and throw the ball whenever you have to, and just play it safe and don't do anything stupid to lose the game. And if you look at before Darren Evans, if you go back to Brandon Orr, he was that kind of workhorse between the tackles back that just never really panned out. And they'd really found that in Darren Evans, and losing him to an injury is a real big blow for them. And even worse, if you look at the reports over the last few weeks, they're all pretty much good to go right now. But a lot of the backups have been banged up over the course of fall camp too. So it's really up in the air about what they're going to be able to do on offense. And I think the only name anybody knows is Tyrod Taylor, and that's for a reason. He's the only one that really stands out athletically on that offense.
Well, if interesting you mentioned that, because I think a couple of problems for Virginia Tech will be this. First, Tyrod Taylor, I think he'll be in a situation where he tries to do too much. The starting back to replace Darren Evans will be a redshirt freshman, Ryan Williams. That's a lot of pressure to put on a redshirt freshman there, first game playing in the Georgia Dome against a team ranked 5th in the country.
Well, yeah, it is, but, you know, go back to last year, and you can say the same thing about Mark Ingram and Julio Jones, who were true freshmen, and we started them off, and they did just fine. So, you know, it just depends on the quality of player that you recruit and your ability as a staff to develop that talent. And so, you know, even if they are starting a redshirt freshman, it's not necessarily a bad thing for them. But just the simple fact that they lost such a huge component of their offense in Darren Evans, you know, I think you're really going to be seeing them trying to rely a little bit more on Tyrod Taylor's athleticism than they would probably be comfortable doing.